This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 385 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be jumping into how to recognize limiting money beliefs and overcome them. I have a very special guest, Julie Bouch, is going to be with me, and we're going to be talking about limiting beliefs that many of us have had probably since we were children, because that is where most of our limiting beliefs come from. So before we jump in, I want to make sure that as a listener, you take advantage of the 40% off that we are offering for all insiders, which is my membership, where you get weekly live trainings on strategies that can improve your marketing of your business, as well as a monthly group coaching call. You can hop into the show notes and grab that link, as well as you can always send me a DM at Jenny_Melrose in order to get that discount. All right, you guys, let's dive in. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I am so excited to be here with you today.
I am so excited to have this conversation about how to recognize limiting money beliefs. Before we jump into it, though, will you actually introduce yourself and your business to my audience?
Yes, I'm Julie Fouch. I'm the founder of the Art of Feminine Business, where we help female entrepreneurs, spiritually based entrepreneurs who are tired of traditional guru formulas, to create businesses that actually reflect all of who they are and make them a lot of money.
I love that. So good. And I was actually a guest on your podcast as well recently. So we're going to have to make sure that everyone pops over. We will link to that in our show notes that you guys can go listen over there. But we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. So let's start with, how would you actually just describe a limiting money belief?
I would say that it's any belief that gets in the way of you being able to receive true abundance. And I think we have to start with the belief that there's only so much money in the world, when the reality is money is one of those resources that is an energy of appreciation. Therefore, it is as an energy from source, God, the universe, whatever your framing of that is, that energy is unlimited. And it is only our willingness and ability to expand enough to receive it that limits the amount we have. So we have to look at, what are the beliefs that limit me from being able to receive more money?
Okay, so I'm so glad you brought that up, because my next question is, what are some examples of limiting beliefs about money? Because I think that is, you know, we all kind of have, I feel like when we talk about money, women particularly can get a little uncomfortable. So I'd love to hear what you are, or some of the examples that we might be having with this.
Yeah, that's such a great question. And these beliefs, it's not like we just make them up, right? They come from our family, they come from society, they come from the religions that we were raised in. And very often they were created in order to control us. So the first one is, you have to work hard for money. That's created so that factory workers will work hard, right? There's women especially are raised, or they get it through their DNA, that women aren't good with money. You know, in our country, it wasn't until the 1970s that women were allowed to open a bank account without a husband or a father giving them permission to do that, because women aren't good with money. Well, if I have a belief that I'm not good with money, I'm either going to prove that belief by misspending everything I've got, or by never allowing money to come in, because who wants to be not good? I'm going to go focus on what I am good at. I think there's beliefs about, Money is the root of all evil. This is a big one. But if money is actually from source and it is the energy of appreciation, right? We exchange money for goods and services. We are doing an equal energy exchange for goods and services. And so if I hire you and you give me some great coaching, and in exchange for that, I give you some great money, we've created a great energy exchange. And so let's replace those words there. Would I say appreciation is the root of all evil? I wouldn't. Appreciation is good. It's love. It's wonderful. So we can shift that belief to, anything made of source energy or anything made from the energy, the creative energy of the universe, anything given from God, that is good. That is the root of us being able to do more good in the world. So that's a really big one for people to get their heads around. And then I think for women, so we've said that women are raised with the belief they're not good at numbers. Money is numbers, therefore they're not good at math, or they're not good at money. And then there's this other one about proving, like I have to be good as the men. And that all comes from competition, which is scarcity. If I believe that there is an abundance in the world, and what's mine is mine, and what's theirs is theirs, I give up all of that competition, and I can simply do my work in the way that source designed me to do my work to the best of my ability when I'm doing it. And that's not only good enough, that's good enough to save the world.
Yes, because it's putting your gifts out there. Absolutely. I think the biggest one that comes to my mind was scarcity, because I think I was always taught, being blue collar, that you save, 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 save. You do not spend, because you never know when the next shoe is going to fall, or you never know. One of the most recognizable sayings I think in my family is, it is what it is. They have tied that to money, but also to limiting beliefs in general, as far as life experiences. So I think that that was definitely a huge one for myself.
Yeah. In my family, it was money doesn't grow on trees.
Yes.
And then I married someone whose grandfather was an almond farmer. And I'm like, his money grows on trees? Like, let's disprove this. Right now, let's disprove this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that. So what are some questions that we can actually ask ourselves in order to recognize our limiting money beliefs so that we can start to try to potentially look to the other side for abundance?
That's really great. So the first thing is to just like think about, what did my parents teach me? And it's really fun to talk to people whose parents taught them positive money beliefs, and then go further. Because for most of us, it just comes straight from money doesn't grow on trees. It is what it is. Wait for the other shoe to drop. And then we get into this hoarding situation. You know, money comes from currency. I just found this out. I just read this the other day. Currency comes from the Latin word for flow. Money is meant to flow. We're not meant to hoard it. And when we hoard it, when we think that no more is coming, then we stop the flow. We put a tap on our ability both to receive and to spend. So we've got to not do that. So we've got to look at, if money's not coming, let me look at, what did my parents teach me, first of all? What does society teach me? What do I think about money? What do I think about setting my rates? You know, I hear a lot of women say, I don't need much. And when you say, I don't need much, money goes, okay, I won't come to you much. Or, well, I want everyone to be able to buy my services, so I'm going to keep my rates really low. And this is how it sounds. I don't believe in those outrageous rates people are charging. great. Where does that come from? What's the belief there? Is there a belief that there's scarcity? So if they have that much, you won't? Or is it a belief that you don't have the value that they have? Where is that belief coming from? We've got to drill down and really be able to say, and then what? And then what? And then what? And I think another great question to ask yourself is, how do I feel about making a lot of money with my gifts? And this is big because for women, we are caregivers. And we often, I find often that women will say, well, my gifts are just my gifts. I should give those freely because they came with me. They were given to me. Your gifts were given to you so that you could play this game of life. Source did not make you to go out there and struggle and do something you hate to be able to pay your bills. Source made you so you already had the gifts. Now you have to develop your gifts and you have to market your gifts and all of that. But those gifts were given so that you could play the game well. It's like when we play Monopoly, we start, they give us $200 to start. I have grandkids. We've been playing Monopoly, right? We are given our gifts, and those gifts were given so that we could charge money for them, so that we could pay our bills, so that we could live this life, this experiment of life in the best way possible.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
Yes. And I think I heard you say too, I pictured a particular client and she may be listening going, yep, she's talking about me. One of her things that she always likes to say is not only does she not need the money because her husband has a really good job and she does this because she loves it, but she will often say, I'm cheap. I wouldn't spend that money on myself. Why should I expect another woman to spend that money on my program, on what I'm offering them, if I wouldn't spend that? How would you turn that around on her?
I would start by saying, why wouldn't you spend that on yourself, right? And really look at, is it, because when somebody says, I wouldn't spend that, it's a couple of things. Number one, it's not the right offer. Maybe she wouldn't spend it on herself because she doesn't think she needs what she's selling, which is great. She's already mastered it, right? But I suspect that it would be deeper. Why wouldn't you spend that on yourself? Where is the value here? Is it because you want to spend all your money on your kids? So if that's the case, that's a scarcity belief. I need to spend all my money on my kids. If you believe that there was an abundance of money and it was always available and it was always coming to you, you would know there's enough for you and your kids.
Yes. And that's exactly what I think it would boil down to, is that's what she would come down to saying, is that I need to be spending it on my kids. And my guess is her childhood taught her that from experience. That was what was handed down to her for whatever reasons. And because of that, she is now doing it herself the same exact way.
And then I would say, so you really love your kid. You want your kid to have the best. Here's what you're teaching your kid. You get to have the best until you're a grown-up. And then you don't get anything anymore. That's it. Enjoy the first 18 years, because then you have to cut yourself off and you have to just live with the scraps that come your way. And moms get that. They don't want their kids to have that. They're giving to their kids because they want their kids to have everything. So then we have to go and do the healing work. What is under this idea that I can't have? And a lot of times it's, you know, coming down through the ancestral rules that, you know, women are just meant to be servants there. Just be nice, do a good job at the housework, be marriageable, and you will eat and have a roof over your head, right? That's an ancestral thing that comes down. Sometimes it's a past life thing that's coming up. So there's been, and for your people that don't believe in past lives, then we can say that this is actually comes through the collective unconscious. But, you know, women who were burned at the stake or thrown in the river for being witches, carry that stay quiet, stay hidden, don't ask for much wound. Women who were maybe in battle and saw the fighting over land or goods and saw friends and family die, they're gonna say, I don't want it, right? And that's carried down either through their past lives or we pick it up from the unconscious, the collective unconscious of the world.
So how can we overcome our limiting beliefs about money then?
So first of all, I wouldn't try and overcome them, right? Their beliefs are beliefs. And if they no longer serve us, then we can tweak them and adjust them. And some people will try and tweak it like, I don't deserve, I'm going to turn that into, I deserve everything. And that won't quite work because unconsciously they still don't believe it. But maybe we can tweak it a little bit. So maybe instead of I don't deserve it, maybe it could be it is my soul's right to have, you know, a coffee date once a week. Right. We'll just tweak it a little bit and move it a little bit and move it a little bit. It can't be big because the unconscious brain just goes, nope, shutting that down. You know, those parts of ourselves that hold those beliefs that are holding us back, those parts are there to protect us. And so if we fight against those parts, they're just going to go, nope, shutting you down. Boom. So we have to really be in communication with ourselves and our parts. And maybe this part that says you don't deserve it because if you have it, then everybody in the family gets killed, which may sound like a leap, but sometimes when you dig in, you come to, oh, wow, that's a weird belief that I'm holding on to. You know, my family has a rule about don't shadow your brother, the golden child. My middle brother is the golden child. My mother calls him the golden child. And so for a long time, we had this belief, well, my brother is also the hero, the Marine, the ex-CHP, California Highway Patrol, right? He really is the hero. So the rule is don't overshadow the hero or everyone gets killed, right? We need our protector. So you really have to talk to those parts of yourself, talk to those beliefs, pretend they're a person and say, okay, can we adjust your role here? Because not giving me anything really isn't serving me. So how about you be in charge of maybe weighing the value of something? Because I don't want to go from I don't deserve to I'm getting out credit cards and buying Jimmy Choo shoes every day, right? So how about you help me to value whether something is for my highest and best good? And then we go from there. So it's really a negotiation with your parts and with your beliefs.
Yes. I think one of the things that we talk a lot about is when it comes to the aspect, when we were talking about pricing your services, right? We talk a lot about you're serving and you don't have to think of it as selling. You can think of it as if you don't put out your knowledge and teach those that what you have overcome and what you know how to do, then you're actually being selfish to those that you didn't teach it to. So you have to price that, because when you price it, it makes them accountable. It makes them all in and want to do the things and fix whatever it is, whatever problem it is that you solve. So I think when it comes to that everyday kind of feeling comfortable with pricing yourself and expecting money for what it is that you offer, it's if you don't, you're not going to be able to help people the way that you should have been able to help people. So I think putting it back to that definitely has helped a lot of my people for sure.
Here's the other thing. If you think of it as an energy exchange, and I 100% agree with you, like if you're not putting it out there and pricing it, they're not going to take it seriously. But it's an energy exchange. You are giving your energy to them. And if they're not giving back an equal energy exchange to you in service of you by paying you, then you're creating karmic debt for them. That. They walk away karmically owing you some kind of energy exchange. We don't want to create that for our clients.
Right. Yes. And it goes back to what you said before about currency and it having that flow to it that it's supposed to have, where it came from, the actual language. It makes so much sense. So tell me, Julie, about your Wise Witch Guide, the rituals to raise your vibration and increase your income. That is a freebie that you're offering to my list. What will they learn from that guide?
Yeah. So I put together some of the practices that I use. First is the clearing practice, the morning clearing practice. Because if you're in the flow with money, you don't want to be stopping that flow up with other people's energy, anything that's not in your highest and best. So we have that in there. We have some rituals around calling in money, rituals about actually having conversations with money. And then there's a couple of other rituals in there. And I'm sorry, I can't remember what they all are, but I just took a bunch of my favorite rituals and put them together because those are the things that I start my clients with. And I thought, well, I can give this to people. And because it's an energy exchange, I will give it to people if they will give me their email, right? So we've got an exchange happening here. We'll be right up front. This is how it works.
Yes. Exactly. Well, what we're going to make sure that we link to that in the show notes. And my listeners also know that they can always send me a DM on Instagram and I will make sure that they get that guide. Julie, where else can my people, my listeners connect with you?
My team and I run a Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group, Feminine Business Magic. They can find me there and they can also find me at juliefauchin.com, and it's juliefauchin.com, weird T added to the end of that, where they can find out all about what we're doing. We're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on all the places, but those are the two biggest places to find us.
Excellent. We are going to make sure that it is easily accessible through our show notes. And Julie, I just appreciate you so much for taking the time to speak with me and share your knowledge with my audience. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right. Well, there you have it. Make sure that you go over and grab your rituals to raise your vibration and increase your income that Julie is offering. Again, that is linked in your podcasting app under the show notes. You can definitely grab it there. I appreciate you all so much for taking the time to listen in. If you haven't already left a rating and review, I would so appreciate it if you took the time to do so. Just a quick rating and then 2-3 sentences review about what your biggest takeaway from this episode or any other episodes might have been. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you all then.